The bill needs to get paid. Your bill needs to be paid, and I can't pay my own bill. You can't pay your own bill. The bill that we're talking about is the bill, the debt of your sins, the debt of my sins. The Bible says that the sacrifice of sheep and goats is not going to cut it. And we are all indebted. We all have that sin in our lives, and we know that we are all guilty of sin, and there's a bill that needs to be paid. There's a bill that needs to be paid, and it can't be paid with gold, silver, and it can't be paid with a credit card. You can't charge it. And every one of you are flat-out sinners, and I am too. Love these songs. It preached a Easter service in the songs already. It's a lot of work to sing that many songs, but it preached through those. So I want to get to the nuts and bolts of this. I love the cross. I love the story of Easter. I love what it is, but I want to get it to you this morning. I want to let you know that you're as guilty. I'm as guilty, and this whole thing is about you and I. It is about Jesus coming, but on His eyes and God the Father, on His eyes, it is about you because you couldn't pay your own bill. I couldn't pay my own bill. I don't care how a manly man you are, you can't pay this bill. No matter how a tough guy that you are, how much money you have, you can't pay the bill. And God knew that. Now Jesus knew that. It says, in fact, the law requires in Hebrews that nearly everything be cleansed with blood, and without the shedding of blood there is no forgiveness. So this has got to be paid not with money and not with treasures, not with riches, but this had to be paid in blood. I can't pay the bill because I'm guilty and my blood is not good enough. Neither is yours. I know some of you don't like it when I say it, but you're not as good as you think you are, and you're not as nice as you think you are. I'm not either. But that bill has to be paid for. Jesus came down, and we know that. He came down and lived that life here, and Satan just wanted to take him out. He wanted him to fail because he knew that there was a possibility that he would come and pay for everybody's debt with his blood. And it amazes me that God sees in the future, and Jesus prays for us in John chapter 17. He prays for future believers. And included all of us. And I don't think we understand the importance of getting rid of this debt that we have, this bill that we have. Because I don't understand that one. If you have your Bibles, you go to Matthew. We're going to be Matthew 25 today. But I don't think we quite understand the debt, the bill that's got to be paid. You go to the restaurant, you eat, you're going to have to pay that bill. You go into Walmart, you put stuff in the cart, you go up there and you can't just walk out. You got to pay the bill. Let me tell you something. You want heaven and you want the things that bill's got to be paid for. And so God sent His Son and He dies upon the cross. He dies and death couldn't hold Him, and He resurrects because death could not hold Him, and He is a perfect man, and He died for all of us. And I want to get you this part. He paid the debt. He paid your bill. But I've been to restaurants before. You've been to restaurants before, and somebody else says, sometimes somebody's waiting for somebody to pick up the bill, and sometimes somebody just says, I got this one. Because sometimes people have gone out to eat and someone says, you know what, I don't have any money to go to eat today. That's all right, I'm going to pick up the bill. Sometimes we eat and we're like, oh, that's what Jesus did. Picks up the bill. He picks up the bill, but I want to get to a place today. It kind of seems odd where I'm going, but I want to let you know the difference between those who allow Jesus and who say, okay, Lord, I receive that. I receive you. Okay, I want you to take care of my debt. And we receive that. And Jesus says, I'll pay the debt. I pay the debt. We take it and we reach out and we give Him. We just have that salvation experience. And He pays the debt and we welcome that into our lives. And our debt is paid for. And we acknowledge it. We acknowledge that He paid the debt. And I want to talk about those of you that have done that, that have done it. I want to talk to some of you that have not done that, because I'm telling you, if you believe in Jesus and you believe in God, it's not enough. It's not enough. In fact, the Bible tells us that the demons believe in God and they shudder, but they're not going to heaven. I got a bill, and I created my own bill. You've got a bill, and you created your own bill. And if you look on my list, it's going to be different than your list, but the whole issue comes down to the fact is that it's a bill. I can't pay for it. But at 12 years old, I come to you, that part where the Holy Spirit speaking to me, I come and I gave my heart to Jesus, and I understood that I had a bill I couldn't pay, and man, just asked Jesus into my heart, forgiveness of my sins. And he realized, and he says, bill paid for. But I want to share with you this morning, because some of us are lallygagging, if that's an old word, lallygagging, just kind of doing our own thing, because you think your bill's paid for because you come to church, and it's not going to work. I don't have time to play around anymore. I'm going to be 50 in a couple weeks. I don't have time to play around no more. You don't either. Because some of us are closer to death than we are at birth. In fact, if we look around the signs of the times, I'm not caught all up into that, but I know that Jesus is coming soon. But I want to let you know that there's going to be a time when you're going to stand before the Lord, and you're going to stand before the Lord, and it is no joke. It is the real deal. So I want to share with you, in Matthew, he says this, he says in verse 31, when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit on his throne in heavenly glory. And all the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates his sheep from the goats. Did you hear that? He separates one from another. He's not going to say, your family over here, did you hear me? And your family over here, and your family over here. It's individually. Because each one of us has raised a debt. We have a bill. He's not going to separate you by families. So you can't be on the shirt tails of your parents or your grandparents or some denomination or whatever. This is about you and your bill that you got. This is about you and your bill. And here it is. Those who received and had the bill paid for, and those who didn't, who refused it, said, I don't have a bill. And he says, so he's going to be like a shepherd. He's going to start separating people one from another. Now I want to tell you, you know who knows how to separate better than anyone? The Father does. Jesus does. And all the sad stories that we tell each other, how bad life is, let me tell you something, we're not going to be saying much at all. There's going to be no excuses. It's time to stand before the Lord. And so he says, he's going to separate. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. And then the king will say to those on his right, okay, those who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance in the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. What he's saying, he says, where's the bills? Where's the bills? Your bill's paid for. Who paid the bill? Jesus. Because of the blood that he shed on the cross. Because of what he did on the cross and the resurrection story. That bill is paid for. And all those people on the right, their bill has been paid for. Not by what they have done. Not by who they are. Who they've been associated with. It only comes down to this. Their bill was paid for because they received it from Jesus Christ. That's it. No denomination. No family ties. No last name. Doesn't matter if you got... You know, if you have royalty in your family, it doesn't have any of that stuff. It is a debt that cannot be paid for by your own self or anyone else. It needs to be paid for by blood, and Jesus shed his blood for you and I. Amen? That's the ones on the right. He's looking at those, and he says, now you are a blessed people. Why? Because your bill has been paid for. My son paid for your bill. And in fact, I loved you so much, I sent my son. Right? I got a lot more involved in this than we do. Listen, I'll tell you, it is so big that we can't even fathom it. conversations going on between the Father and the Son before we even thought, before we were even existed. And His love is so huge. And they have a conversation here. But he tells them, though, you are blessed. But there's another side. These people also have a bill. Let me tell you something. I feel like I really need to say this. Your conscience, the Bible says if your conscience makes you, if your conscience is clear, it doesn't make you clean. It doesn't make, just because your conscience is, you think it's okay, does not make you right with God. Your interpretation of God's word needs to be the interpretation of God's word, not your interpretation. Your interpretation of God's word needs to be in the interpretation of the Holy Spirit, not what you feel, not what you think, not by your emotions. It needs to be by what God's word says. It tells you the Satan is a liar and a thief, and he will try to get you to figure out how the Bible works in the way that you want it to work. It doesn't work the way you want it to work. It works the way that the Father put it together. And we're all sinners. We all have a bill, and it needs to be paid for. And looking over to the left, he's going to separate. And I will tell you this, the Father will not make a mistake on his separation. He will not make a mistake. He will not go, whoops, I made one. I kind of made a mistake. That's not going to happen. But he's going to have this side of the left, and he's going to say then, then he will say to those on his left, depart from me. It's time to leave me. It's time to go. Depart from me, you who are cursed. Now we have one side that's blessed, we have another side that's cursed. You know, it comes down to this, not who you are, not what you know. It's all those things that you got a bill that you didn't have it paid for. And there's an opportunity for the bill to be paid for, and that bill is through Jesus Christ. But some people refuse it. So they're accountable for the bill that they have. They're accountable for the sins that they racked up, and they're just, you know, the Bible says, you know, if we say we do not sin, we call God a liar, and the truth is not in us. So everyone is a sinner, right? So this debt over here, no matter what they say, no matter what comes up, they're guilty. And I want to tell you, at this point, there is no redos. There is no going back. Oh, I want to change my mind. Oh, I want to ask. There is no redos. You stand as you are. Oof. You stand as you are. This side only stands because of Jesus. And it's the big difference, but it's the only difference. It's the true difference. Thank God for that. Because if not for Jesus, we'd all be in the same group. All be in the same group. Now, I want to tell you that there are liars and thieves and murderers and adulterers and all kinds of people over here on the right, but they came to Christ and asked for forgiveness. They've been forgiven. That bill's been paid for. It doesn't matter what's on your sheet, what's on the bill. Jesus forgave all of it. But on the left, people are held. They are being held in a group holding their own bill. And it's not paid for. It's not been taken care of. When the one that was there all along was able to pay for it, they walked by him and refused him. They didn't believe that he could do it. They didn't want that. They wanted to continue in living and racking up that bill. And they didn't want to have God in their life. They didn't want Jesus in their life. Or they just wanted to attend during a couple of times during the year and not have a relationship with Christ, but only have a relationship with the church. And the church isn't going to get you to heaven. It's only through Christ. The church can't pay the bill. Your pastor can't pay the bill. I can't pay my wife's bill. I can't pay my son's bill. No matter how much I love them, I can't pay their bill. And this is the sad part, because I truly believe when we see that, the separation one from another, there's going to be some separation in families. There's going to be some separation in families. And Jesus is going to say, left the goats. You need to depart from me now. And then he goes on, he says, so depart from me, you who are cursed. And then he says, this is where you're going to go, into eternal fire. Now, we don't want to preach that much anymore in Sunday services anymore, because the fire, the hell thing, offends people. And people are like, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear. I don't care if you want to hear it or not. It's God's word. I'm sorry. It's God's word. It's the way it is. There is a place called hell, and those who are on the left are going to go there. We got to stop sugarcoating the word. We got to start sugarcoating what goes on in the church. The church is messy. It's filled with a bunch of sinners just trying to figure out how to get life right with God. That's what it is. And a whole bunch of people that don't know God are trying to figure out where it is, and they're trying to figure out who God is and all that. We're just a mess. We're a mess. And it's about those people who didn't take care of their mess. They're off to the left, and he says, you're going to go into eternal fire. You know what it's like to be close to the Lord? You know what it's like to feel the Holy Spirit? You know what it's like just to feel like, I don't know what's going on, Lord, but I just feel like I'm in your will. I just feel the presence of you. You're just so awesome. And you just kind of get caught up in that. And just, you know, and it's just like, oh, and then you go into a meeting, you go into school, you go to work, whatever. But for the few moments, you're just like, man, it just felt good. Just had a good little devotion with the Lord, had a prayer moment there with the Lord, and it felt good. Let me tell you something. Look what's going on to the left. It says here, he says, you're going to go to the same place that the devil's going. So, you know, not going to have that awesome experiences over there. These people are going to have the opposite of that. They're going to go where evil is, where the seed of evil came from. Lucifer is going to be there. People are going to bump shoulders with him. Oh my gosh, that scared me to death. Just to be thinking about what these people are going to go through. They're going to be bumping into each other, and they're going to a place, and everybody's going to probably, I don't know how it's looking, but it ain't going to be pretty. But if Jesus says depart, guess what? You can't go against Jesus' words. When it says depart, they must depart. And they're going to be going there, and they're going to be holding on, and they're going to not want to go, but they're going to go. And Lucifer's going there too. And the seed of evil is there. Nothing good will be there. Nothing good is going there. He says, going into eternal fire prepared, and this was prepared for the devil and his angels. Those demons are all going there. Because this is what he says. He says, there's a bill that you didn't have it paid for. And at the end of this here, he says this, then they will go away to eternal punishment. Punishment. Don't you think that you have tomorrow? Live today. Pray about the things in the future, but live your day out. Don't think that you're going to get this bill. I'll wait until tomorrow. I have relatives right now. Me and Carla have relatives right now who are playing around in life, knowing that the way they live their life, I can't see any signs of any fruit. Can't even see any signs of any love in their life. And I truly believe it. I'm not casting judgment. I just truly believe, you know, you'll know them by their fruits. I just know that when there's that separation, I'm going to see faces from me separated from me and them. We're going to be separated, not because I'm better than them, but because my bill was paid for. That's it. They're going to be held holding all that anger and bitterness and ugliness and sinful things and all those things. They're going to go there and they're going to take that. And I'm probably not the only one. You probably have some family members as well. We're too quiet with sharing the gospel. We're too quiet. We're afraid we're going to offend people because we don't want to. We're afraid to share the gospel because we don't want to offend people. Well, let me tell you, when you really look at this, this is a really serious piece because this is the eternal. This is eternity. This is eternity. Eternal punishment. Punishment. But for me, my bill's been paid for. Jesus went through my punishment for me. Jesus took the punishment for you. But he also did it for them. They just refused to accept it. I know that there'll be, I believe that when God does this and the Father does this, nobody's getting out of this meeting. Nobody's going to miss this congregational meeting. This is a mandatory attendance. I'm busy, I'm doing this, I'm busy. No, everybody has to be at this meeting. Everybody has to be at this meeting. Kings and queens and homeless people and police officers and all that. And there's going to be homeless people going to the right. There's going to be homeless people going to the left. Police officers going to the left. Police officers going to the right. Back and forth. Because it doesn't matter who you are. It matters who you have. And it's Jesus. That's it. And he says, then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. So we're going to two different homes. That's it. We're going to two different homes. These people are going to be with the Lord. That's where I want to be. And guess what? The Bible says that they are the blessed ones. They're the blessed ones. There's a banquet and all that awesome stuff that Jesus says, I go there to prepare a place for you. I'm excited about that. These people should be excited. We should be excited, right? Amen. We should be excited. This group over here is going to be terrified. The Bible says gnashing of teeth. They're going to be trying not to go there, but they're going to be going there. And we see that whole piece there. And here's my push for you today. You're getting too relaxed over here because you think, my bills are paid for. Now I don't got to do anything. You ever heard of a meeting after the meeting? There's the meeting after this meeting. And it's about those things. I'm tired of hearing people say, as long as I get to heaven. As long as I'm going to get there, I'm okay. Let me tell you, the meeting after the meeting, now it's a one-on-one. You're going to stand before the Lord. Talk about how you lived your life as one on the right. Your worship, your attitude toward those who don't love you, how you treated your neighbors, how you treated your family, how you served the Lord. Did you give to the Lord? And all those things. You see, the debt, the bill was paid for because of the sins that you committed. And the debt was paid for because Jesus paid for the debt. You've accepted that. And then we grow up and we become a person. Now we become a person saved by grace. We become a person who becomes a Christian. A Christian is to be Christ-like. Righteousness is Christ-like living. And we see that now we're accountable to living a different kind of life. And some of us are trying to live over there and trying to have this too. This is why our churches are empty. They're emptying because I got mine over here, but they're living like over there. And Jesus says, I figured it out. And sometimes we think things are really complicated, but the amazing and awesome things about God is he's got it all figured out. He's got it all figured out. We're kind of like Joshua standing there, and a visitor comes, and he says, oh, it's the angel of the Lord. He says, are you for them or for us? That's what we do. I'm not for neither. I'm for the Lord. What? You're not for me? I'm a godly man. I fight for the Lord. Listen, no. I'm for him. That's what we need to be. That's what we need to be. Knowing that, my bill is paid for. Be excited about it. Be in awe that your bill is paid for. And then run over there and live the life that God has for you. To live a Christ-like life for you. So when you see the stories of the stone rolled away, you go, that's a picture of me in the future. That my bill has been paid for. When I see the cross, I say my bill's been paid for, and I see the resurrection. That's a picture of me when Jesus comes back. That's what that is. But for those on the left, they miss it. They said, I refuse what happened on the cross. I don't get to experience the resurrection, but I will be in this big meeting here, and I will be taken away to eternal punishment. We don't want to talk about eternal punishment because we live in a world where it's all about oh my gosh, what happens to me? We live in a victim world. I'm a victim. And listen, I'm going to tell you something. You're not a victim. You're not a victim. You're not a victim. You're not a victim. These people here will have excuses, and they will not fly. None of those excuses will fly because he will say, depart from me. I never knew you. And when he says that, I'm telling you, they will shudder, the gnashing of teeth, and they will be on their way. Jesus says, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Jesus is going to build this side. Amen? Right. Satan's been trying to beat it down, trying to fight it down all these years. And you know what he's doing? He's doing it, and he's trying to get you to walk away from the Lord. He's trying to get you to become depressed. He's trying to get you to get all down and out where you can't be that person. Now, if he knows he's lost you through that salvation, then he'll start beating you up not to be that person that God wants you to be. First of all, he's trying to get everybody to get to that part in the meeting, all go to the left. But once we become a Christian, listen, I'm gonna be honest with you. We got too many drug addict Christians. We got too many alcoholic Christians. We got too many Christians in pornography. We got too many Christians out there cheating on their husbands, cheating on their wives. We got too many Christians trying to live in the world. And we can't do that. And that's why Christians are miserable today. That's why we're miserable. We should live a life celebrating. I'm on the right. I am a sheep. I am a Christian. My bill has been paid for, and I love the Lord because my bill has been paid for. I couldn't pay for it myself. So what can I do? I can't pay this bill back, but what I can do is live my life that he may look at it and say, listen, my investment is working out. And I can share the gospel. And if someone says no, they're not saying no to me. They're saying no to him. It's not saying no to me. They're saying no to him. I don't think any human being is going to be able to stand and talk in front of that meeting. I think Jesus is going to, what I read is Jesus is going to, he's going to do it. He's going to do it right. He's going to cast that judgment. That's going to be right. So I'm going to tell you this. Jesus doesn't make mistakes. You over here, oh, I made a mistake over here. I'm going to tell you this. Don't you make a mistake on if you're saved or not. You need to know today that if you got salvation, you need to know that bill, is it paid for or not? That's my question. Is your bill paid for? It only can be paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. He did that. But you know what? The sad part of it is some of us are going to go out and we're going to go back into the drug scene. We're going to go right back out into alcohol. We're going to go back out in pornography. We're going to go out living those lives we're not supposed to be living. And I'm telling you, you are held accountable for that. Do you look to your right and to your left? Who can help me? Nobody's going to help you until you get it right with the Lord. Quit playing around with the most precious thing in the world, and that is your own life. Quit playing around and toying around with the life that God's given to you. The Bible says a life is a gift. Live it before the Lord. Your life is a gift. If you went through a divorce, I'm sorry. Work it out with him. I can't fix the pain that you've got. Work it out with him. We go to too many people, and not enough of us are going to him. He is the miracle worker, not me. He is the one that can fix problems, not me. He can. He's been doing it for thousands of years. He fixed the first problem in the Garden of Eden, and he'll fix the last problem. The question is, will you let him fix your problem? Quit thinking because I'm a Baptist, I'm good to go. Quit thinking because I do Lutheran, I'm a Catholic, I'm good to go. Listen, if you don't have Jesus, you don't have nobody. You still got a bill that needs to be paid. And my receipt says, paid. Blood of Jesus. Does yours? What's God got to do to get your attention? Seriously. What does Jesus Christ have to do to get your attention? No church should be, I'm going to say, no church should be lacking any volunteer for what Jesus has done for people. No church should be lacking funds for what Jesus did for people. No church should be lacking the preaching of the word because God's still calling guys and a lot of them are just not wanting to do it. I'll tell you what we're not lacking in. Sin. We're not lacking in sin. We're not lacking in problems. But I'm not trying to beat up on you. I'm just trying to let you know that if you let Jesus be Jesus, your life's going to change. But if you keep pushing him away and you keep walking away from his plan, you keep walking away from the doors that he's trying to get you through to fix you and help you out, that's on you. You have no excuses. God gives you a way out of that temptation. Word says that. Amen. Greater is he that is in me than he is in the word. As in the world. We have everything we need to have a victorious life on this world. But we walk around like we're defeated. The church needs to rise up. Jesus said he'll build this church. But there's moments when the church looks really weak. It's not on God's doing. It's on us. Go back and read the Old Testament. Sometimes God would just say, next generation. I'm just saying. You don't get to go to the promised land, but the next generation will, but you got to go out here. I'm still going to take care of you. You're going to have clothes. They're not going to wear out. I'm still going to take care of you, but you don't get to go over there because you ain't got it together. Next generation, I believe one of the most greatest generations in the world was the generation Joshua took into the promised land. believe it's one of the greatest generations. Were they perfect? No. But I'm telling you, when they messed up, man, they got it right. Oh, let's get back to God. Let's get back to God. Let's get back to God. That's the way we need to be. Amen? We sin. As Christians, we still sin. We need to go to the Lord. But the difference is we know who to go to. And the bill's paid for. Someone asked you a question this morning. Number one, I got to ask you this because we've been talking about it. Is your bill paid for? I got to ask you that. Is your bill, the offer of the bill being paid for you is there. It happened on the cross, the resurrection, all that beautiful, that week in there, how messy it was, but how beautiful it ended. But if your bill has been paid for, you have salvation through Jesus Christ. You have that. I pray that you have that. If you have that, you need to hold on that for a moment. But if you don't have that, and you need that, I'm telling you, it's not an emotional thing. It's a thing inside of you that you know. And this is a person that knows that they are lost, that they are undone. They have a bill they can't pay for. They have a weight they can't take off. And the only one that can take it off is Jesus. And if you need him today and you don't have him and you want to move from the left to the right, you only can do that through the gateway of Jesus. And I'm going to give you that opportunity. If you want to ask Jesus in your heart, you want to go move from the left to the right, we'll have that conversation down here in just a few moments. But I want to get back to you guys that are on the right. If you are on the right and you have that bill paid for, I want to tell you this. Are you living like it's paid for? Are you living like it's paid for? I hope that you are. But if you're not, I know what kind of God we serve, and you do too. And he loves a man that can repent. David was one of the guys that screwed up so much, but what made him have that heart is he was a man of repentance. And he was quick to it. We need to be quick to it. Not just in words, but in action. In action. We're going to take communion here in a moment. The Bible says that we need to examine ourselves before we take it. I'm going to ask you to take care of that right now as well when we do this altar call, that you take care of that. Examine yourself. Am I living like I should be on the right? Or I'm on the right living like I'm in the left? Let's go ahead and stay. I want to give you that opportunity this morning if you want to come and pray. I'll be right down here for you. If you want to talk about your left life, I'll talk to you about that. If you want to talk about the right, I'll be there. And if I get overloaded, one of you guys can come down and help me. But I just want you to make sure when you walk out of here, you're not the same as when you walked in. You walk out different. And I want to tell you, the number one problem with Christians is a bad attitude. Number one problem with Christians is attitude. We need to get our attitude right. And the only way to get it right is to admit, Lord, I don't have the best attitude. I'm always focused on myself. I'm always focused on the negative things that happen in my life. I'm always focused on the things that's not working in the church instead of talking about the good things that are working in the church, the good things that are in my life. Every one of us have something to praise God about. But I don't know if we're always doing it. So let's just bow our heads and close our eyes for a moment. Easter service is one of those moments when a lot of people, they just don't come down to the altar. I don't know why. Don't make that for you. Just do what you need to do with the Lord. That's my challenge for you.